Hobie796, what is the biggest crowd that you have ever performed before?
Probably an outdoor thing. Maybe the Sac Heritage Festival. Maybe the Bite of Seattle.
So a couple thousand?
Yeah, a couple thousand people, three to five.
And then he asks, of course, how you would feel about stadium performances, which I was like, duh, she would be stoked.
Oh, you know what? Any musician worth their salt, playing air guitar and singing into a hairbrush since they were little, has been imagining themselves singing
totally.
To the universe.
Oh, okay. So that's a given.
Yeah.
And then how do you feel about the camera and the fact that there's millions of people watching you?
You know what? I've been waiting for that to affect me, and it hasn't.
Good. Because we want you to stay.
The cameras in the house affect me. The cameras on stage do not.
Well, it's because I think, honestly, on stage, you're kind of in a bit of a natural element.
Yes.
At least for you.
Yeah, totally.
It doesn't seem at all, ever, like you're looking for a camera.
No, but we are, you know, we are encouraged by the, it is a television program. So
no,
we're
but I mean, there's some
the
people where it
you know,
seems like they're looking
love,
for it. Yeah.
Give some love to camera one. It's the money shot. And, you know, you gotta give some love to the people in their living rooms. You know, it's a room full of people, a couple hundred people freaking out, screaming your name and reaching for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's my first instinct is to reach for them.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, it's a TV show. There's mom and dad at home wanting to see you.
Yeah. So. And I think people are loving you. I mean, I can't say for sure, but you haven't even hit the bottom three yet.
Not
which
yet,
is great.
But it's getting down to it. There's eight left. I'm going to be there at some point.
Well, yeah. And it would be cool to get to see you be able to sing. What are your, are you allowed to tell me what your bottom three? You probably can't tell me what your bottom three
I can't tell you what the elimination song is, but it is insane. It is sexual.
Good.
It is violent. And it is classic.
I always, that's the only thing I kind
which
of think about
me.
Is, well, it'd be really cool if she, I don't want you to hit the bottom three, but it'd be cool to see you get to get up there and just nail a song of your choice.
Yes, ma'am.
Eric asks, with everything going on, what do you do to stay centered?
That's a very good question.
It says, books, a favorite poem, beating up your trainer?
I love my trainer, Jeremy Williams. If you guys don't watch The Contender, you have to.
I read about your thing about how you hurt your toe.
Yeah, I'm fine. I couldn't really walk for a day or two, but my foot healed real fine, and I'm going to actually see him tonight and kick his Puerto Rican ass. But, working out helps the stress.
Are you reading?
But, it's hard to get enough mental space to sit and actually read.
Yeah, I bet.
There is a lovely book that I'm reading right now called Exuberance that is fantastic. And but it's hard because I have a roommate. There's still people around. They're coming and they're knocking. And
yeah.
Can you put a mic on? We need to do this interview. Can you? We got to go to this thing at 3. you got to try and get some lunch at 1. It's really...
Constant.
Yeah, it's constant activity.
I totally understand. Tamara, who also is known as X on one of the... She's a moderator, I think, on one of the Rockstar boards. She wants to know, who gives you chills when you watch them perform in the group of contestants?
Who gave me chills last? Really, really intensely. Zaida gave me chills at the taping that you'll see on Tuesday.
Okay. What about Lucas? Creep was pretty cool. No?
what?
I said Lucas's performance of Creep was pretty cool.
Lucas is phenomenal.
I was actually, I hated him for like the first few weeks. And then
everybody
when he sang,
did.
When he sang Creep, I was like, where the hell did that voice come from?
He sings like that around the house. He's got a phenomenal voice. He is a beautiful human being.
He's growing on me. But at first I heard all these comparisons to Buckley and Freddie Mercury. And I was like, no way. And then I heard him sing that and I was like, okay. Maybe
yeah.
A little bit.
He is damn good, and he is funny. That guy is a riot, and he is very talented. He could very easily win this, would not be the sadder for it.
Somebody's got to win.
Someone's got to win.
And you all know that, and it's awesome that you're keeping such a level head about it. She did ask if you ever wanted to dunk Lucas's head in the pool.
I actually did.
Awesome.
Yeah. He and I were playing in the pool. It was me, Toby, Phil, who was gone.
Yeah.
But it was me, Toby, Lucas, and Phil all in the pool. And the guys were all kind of scared of me for good reason. But Toby and I roughhouse a lot. And he'll come up and he'll punch me in the arm and then he'll run like a girl screaming.
Oh, dude, that's not fair.
Well, no, because he knows I'll kick his I hit him one time, and his hand is still numb where I hit him.
Jeez.
But they were all in the pool, and they were like, "All right, Storm." Like Toby was saying.
I love his accent.
All right, Storm. We're going to get you, right? So I'm all cornered in the pool, and Lucas, Phil, and Toby are all kind of closing in, and I'm cornered. And I just looked at Lucas, and I sunk underwater staring at him. Next thing I know, all I see is three sets of legs kicking like crazy trying to get away from me.
Run the
other
way.
Trying to get out of the pool as quickly as possible as if they'd seen a shark. And I grabbed Lucas, and I think I got him under.
Nice.
But they were all screaming and squealing. It was so funny.
Her other question was, what do you think your strengths and weaknesses are in this competition?
I think my strength is my age, my experience.
I would agree with that.
I'm very seasoned.
And
things
your voice.
Roll off me a little bit easier than they used to.
Yeah.
I'm not taking it as personally as I thought. I thought I was actually going to take things a lot more personally.
Yeah.
And I have a few times, but I'm enjoying it for what it is. I'm taking my time.
Good.
I'm doing my very, very best at everything I can. Yeah, I think just my age and experience are my strongest attributes.
Good, good.
And my weakness?
Yeah.
My weakness is probably my passivity and my desire to help others ahead of myself.
But that should never, don't ever look at that as a
weakness. I will never change that, but in a competition sense, I'm always going to try and take care of someone else before me.
You and I are a lot alike that way, and I just think, you know, holding on to that is better, but I will never give that up.
I was never signed, because I would never leave my band. I would never leave anybody behind.
You actually have a good heart. Gasp.
I know.
Go figure.
So uncool.
Somebody asked, they said, if you win, what do you think will happen to the balls? Will they be able to get a new front person? And I wrote that person back and said, never. That'll never happen. They'll never get another front person for the balls.
No.
But if you do win, what do you think's going to happen?
The balls, this is the thing. You and I both know how superstar groups work, especially superstar groups who've been around as long as those three cats have been around.
Yep.
You're on 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of press. There's a lot of touring. There's a lot of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I will be getting paid substantially.
Mm-hmm.
I would bring the balls with me. I would try and have, you know, some time for those guys to play, too.
That'd be awesome.
I don't know if I could make it work, but I could definitely have, you know, I would have time.
Yeah. Just the selfish part of me is like, God, because it's getting to this point where, and you can't avoid it, but everybody wants a piece of you. And I feel a little sad that I may never see you again at the High Dive or the Sunset or Dante's. And it's like,
You will. Come on.
Do you think?
Oh, come on. It's me.
Well, yeah, that's true. I know that if you, given the opportunity, that you would do it, but I just don't know if it would even be possible.
Sure it would.
You know?
Oh, sure it would.
Without a bazillion
Lisa,
people standing around the
bar. I'm 37.
So what?
No, they're not gonna keep me around that long. You'll see me in a few years. As soon as I turn 40, man, my eggs start drying up, ticket sales go down. I'll be back around.
Shut it. Okay, well, that's good to know. Scott says, with an open catalog, what would Storm do to bring the manic rock?
With an open catalog meaning?
Any song.
Any song?
Uh-huh.
Well, if I could do any song, I would probably do a lot of stuff that no one's ever heard, like my friends in the Pleasure Club, James Hall.
Love them.
Oh, my good God. I would do maybe Bad Brains.
Oh, that would be so
killer. I would
killer.
Do Sacred Love. I would do some
nice.
Balls mashups.
That actually leads into the next question, which is from Linda. She says, I just watched Storm and her videos on YouTube and was shocked at how edgy, tough and dynamic she was. I don't see that at all in the performances, which I believe is only because they only give you 90 seconds.
Oh, yeah. They edit the hell out of the song.
Yeah. And she says, could you please ask her if she plans to bring those type of performances a la I'm a Yora or Great Day? I can totally see that happening. And I know they're giving chances here and there for original songs. Do you think you're going to have that chance?
Yes. I think I'm going to get the chance to play an original song. That's one thing I'm ready to fight for.
Okay.
When there's fewer people and more time for each of us.
And if you do, you probably can't tell me which one.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you that. I can't
what would
tell
you
my elimination song. If I had my druthers and was allowed to, I'd do Ladylike.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and you could do the edited version, which is the one I've played on the radio.
Right, What the What.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I want Tommy Lee to play on it.
That would be sweet.
Oh, my good God. Are you kidding me?
You know what else would go over well, I think, is beautiful.
I think so, too. I think beautiful would go really well, but it's for those guys, the guys wouldn't get it.
Yeah, Ladylike would be perfect. That's a woman song. Well, that's what you sang in your audition, too, right?
I sang Ladylike in the audition.
Okay. Bones asks, what approach are you using differently in your performances between live stage and television?
Oh, I'm not talking smack about the president, and I'm not swearing.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see any. Yeah, it's not like
they don't
changing.
I mean, I do. When I start talking about politics around the dining room table, mm-hmm. the cameras leave. They don't want to see that. They don't want to air it.
I'd be the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
Not as the camera, but I'd be the same way as you. I mean, it's just. But let's not get into that, right?
When I talk about that or anal polyps, that's how to get them to go away.
Anal polyps? Awesome. So now you know your ways to get them to leave you alone.
Yes, I do.
He also wants to know the positives and negatives of this experience thus far.
The negatives are I miss my family. I miss my home.
I bet.
I miss my band. My band being my family. I miss my freedom.
Mm-hmm.
The positives are I am... going through this experience, living like a pretty, pretty bird in a pretty, pretty cage has taught me a lot about tolerance, patience, and about myself in really high-pressure situations and new ways to deal with it.
You feel like you're going to walk away from it kind of a changed person? Or
yes, definitely in a good way.
That's cool.
I feel like it hasn't jaded me. It hasn't made me bitter. It's not trying to. You know, the experience is not... jading or embittering. It's kind of, you know, you're like, oh, well, it's television.
Yeah, true.
It's television, and television is almost the polar opposite in its inception, spiritually, than music.
Yeah.
Music is the stuff of spirit and dreams and vibrations and energy, and television is absolutely, from its inception, artifice.
That's cool. I'm thumbing through these questions to see. Just a couple more, and then I want
lay it on me, girl.
All right. Wimsta is the next username, says, are you getting a chance to cook, and have you totally wowed everyone with your cooking ability?
Nobody has given me the chance to cook yet. They might make it part of reality. I've told them. I was like, look, man, just let me get to the kitchen, man.
Yeah.
Get me some asparagus and some, you know, some bacon.
Yum.
Yeah. Oh.
You're a hell of a cook.
I am one hell of a cook, but it's not very rock and roll to, you know, they were like, don't talk about getting married and don't talk about how in love you are and don't talk about how domestic you are, you know.
I think it would be totally rock
you
if you threw on an apron and
thug. And I'm like, well, can I talk about how I have a subscription to Oprah magazine?
Nice. there are some people who are trying to make it to tapings, and he was wondering, so there you are on stage. What do you want to look out and see? Kids with homemade storm shirts? Like, what can
they...
Yeah,
man, buy some ball stuff. Get some ball swag from the merchandise. There's stuff on eBay, I've heard. There's stuff all over. You can find merchandise out there.
Like your shirt
cool
that you wore last week.
And
well, they can't get that shirt.
No. That was like Brian Boom Boom McFeather Parnell made like five of those. And I was lucky enough to wear it. They probably told me to never wear that shirt again, not because of the balls, but because on television, it looked like the man was touching himself.
Yeah, it did a little bit, but we like it.
Yeah, man, so do men.
And then this guy named Max, I don't know if you know of Max, he says, a couple of years ago at a performance, I asked Storm to sign a Got Balls shirt for me. After signing, she came to our table and chatted for a bit. We thanked her for being so gracious, and she said, it's not like I'm a rock star or anything. So my question to her is, are you not a rock star now? Because it sure looks like you are from the cheap seats.
Oh, well, I mean, if I'm behaving like a spoiled, demanding
You aren't at all.
Yeah, then to me,
I think
you know,
he means
you and I
just...
both know from the underground, from the independent world, rock star was a derogatory term.
Yeah.
Because it insinuated that you weren't really working musician. You were a spoiled, demanding, high-maintenance bitch.
Yeah.
Or a jerk, you know.
Yeah.
And you got whatever you wanted, and you wanted green M&Ms and whatever. Your rider was like 9 pages long and whatever. But now, you know, because of this show, you know, they took us to Vegas and everything. They're like, party like a rock star. I'm like, yeah, you know, I would feel like I was partying like a rock star had I actually played a show.
Yeah. And I think just some people, just seeing you on TV, it's like, wow. People equate that automatically to superstar, which, you know, you are going to be at a different level when you're done with all this. But, you know, I will fully assure people consistently that you're still going to be the same Storm that we've always known.
Yeah, I might have a little. The only thing I noticed about myself that was kind of rock star behavior was I get a short temper sometimes when I'm being pushed around, and I get pushed around a lot.
I bet. I don't think that's rock star, though.
I start to get pissy.
That's human, though.
Exactly, but when people catch you on camera being pissy, it looks like you're out of the blue, living in a beautiful mansion, having everything handed to you, being pissy, whatever.
But they don't see all the pushing around that just happened to make you do that.
No, they don't. It's the magic of editing.
Yeah. The very last question is from a girl. This girl is so cute, Storm. She found you through the show, and she's been posting on your board. Just she is in love with you. It's adorable. And she said that she's been creating some art for you, and she wants to send it to Portland so that you can, you know, have it when you get back. She's really just that sweet and obsessed with you.
Aww.
So she, her question of all things was, why didn't Storm go to the tattoo place with the rest, if not to get a tattoo herself? She seems the kind of person that would be compassionate enough to go and be there for Dana, considering it was her first.
Oh, Dana was fine.
Yeah, I figured.
Dana, don't worry about Dana. She didn't feel a thing. She was fine.
You didn't feel like going?
Well, my thing was, this was my rock star moment.
Yeah.
They were making us pay. But they were making it part of the show. And I go, screw you. If you're going to film me getting a tattoo, you're not going to make me pay. You're giving me a tattoo. You're not going to give me a tattoo? Screw off.
I was at the Seattle Tattoo Convention yesterday, and I was like, you know, I got to figure out a way to get this stuff for free. Cause,
yeah, man.
Holy God, it's expensive.
Oh, jeez Louise.
And I'm so addicted to it.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I ain't paying. Screw you guys.
So that's pretty much it for the fan questions, but,
awesome.
They are out in droves, and
nice,
I just,
man, I
hope
I
you
it.
Know how much. There was this little, gathering outside Dante's the other night, and they got all these people together and took a big picture that I hope that they will get to you that says, you know, Portland loves Storm, and it's just nothing but love.
Oh, that's awesome. And I love my hometown, and I miss it sorely, and I cannot wait to land in PDX. And just drive the hell home and have a freaking beer, soak my ass in a tub.
This guy Michael was asking what he was wondering what you felt the difference was between San Francisco and Portland as far as the music scenes go. Like, what made you go up to Portland?
The music scene in Portland is 1,000 times more supportive.
Really?
And more supported.
Ah.
In Portland and Seattle.
Was it just time to leave San Francisco?
San Francisco infuriated me.
Really?
With the dot-com boom, with the amount of money that was pouring in there, and how little respect the city itself paid to its artists.
Wow, that sucks.
And its bars, and its nightlife, and its culture.
I'd have a really hard time with that.
It was infuriating, insulting, and I left their middle finger out the window.
Nice work. Just like something I would do.
Exactly.
See you later.
I went to City Hall and faced down the mayor. I did everything I could. It got called all kinds of names, and I was like, fine, you'll be very, very sorry when this town becomes Sacramento.
The culture and the art of a city is the core of it, I think.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing to me when people ignore it.
You know what? That's where gentrification kind of comes from. It's like there's bad neighborhoods where there's shootings, and so naturally it's a less expensive neighborhood, so the artists move in there.
Yep.
As soon as the artists move in there, it becomes funky. And then once it becomes funky, it starts to get expensive. And then once it gets expensive, the funky people can't afford to live there anymore.
And they boot them out.
Minorities can't afford to live there anymore. Yeah. And it becomes, you know, a very rich neighborhood.
The neighborhood I live in is actually going through that, so I feel you. You got a new bass.
Oh, my good God.
How freaking sweet is that thing?
I talked to the rep from Gibson last night, and I thanked him up and down for my beautiful red Gibson bass.
Do you know why they gave you a bass? Was there a reason behind that?
Well, I play bass. I don't play guitar. I play guitar, but I tune it down to D, and that's how I write. But I kept asking the house band. I kept asking everybody. I was like, could you just give me a bass? I'm not really a guitar player. I just want an acoustic bass to play.
It's really pretty.
Oh, dude. I sleep with it. It's
That's
gorgeous.
Cool. And your original song was good. I loved the chorus, One in a Million.
So
crazy.
Did I, and I want to play it live.
It was great.
I thought so, too. Did they show everybody's?
Well, eventually what happened is, so Mondays they do these little webisodes, and they're just like little mini reality TV episodes. They're not very long. They're like 9 minutes each. There's like three of them. And it's all edited for reality, whatever. And so they showed like 2 seconds of you, and I was like, no, I want to hear more. But later, you can go onto like MSN Video, and they had every single one of you up.
Nice.
And so I got a chance to watch it there, and I thought it was great.
I thought it was awesome.
Are you going to get more chances to do that, do you think?
I hope so.
I mean, you know, cover songs aside, these guys need to know if you guys can write for them.
Absolutely.
And I'm hoping that they'll give you guys a chance to write, and then you can perform that.
Well, that's what I thought was going to happen with that contest, and I liked my song the best. And I was like, oh, they got to use my song. But nothing of that has happened yet.
I also got a chance to see from way back, like the first week, I think, your improv studio.
Oh, in the studio. Yeah, yeah.
That was really kick-ass, too.
Thank you.
Like I'm going to say it wasn't. No, but I'm hoping that you guys get more of a chance to do some more original stuff. And,
totally. Me too.
I just hope that everybody's treating you well, and I hope that you're keeping your head. It seems like you are.
I'm trying, man.
We miss
I'm
you
doing
so
my
much.
Darndest.
Dude, how many more weeks?
You know, it's hard to say. I think 5, 6.
When do you think you might hit the bottom three?
I could hit it at any time.
You think?
You never know.
You don't. Is that really, how crazy is that feeling when you're just sitting there waiting for her to read the names?
Well, usually we have a pretty good idea of who's getting up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Has that grown over time, or did you feel like it was that?
Well, it grew over time, but now with the final eight, we're all awesome.
You are.
You know, it's kind of a lot of it has to do with what Supernova says.
And then as far as people leaving, how has that been? Is it pretty affecting, or?
It's getting easier, but then it's, I think, going to get harder again because we love everyone so much.
Was there anybody that you just, or is there anybody that you just didn't get along with or don't get along with?
Jill was getting really annoying.
Yeah, she was.
She was getting really...
That
wasn't... she always was kind of cute and quirky and whatever, but when she started to end up in the bottom three a lot, she really, instead of turning to us, she turned against us and was really rude and weird and paranoid.
Can I tell you, though, that that was completely obvious?
Yeah.
On TV, I was watching one of the shows with a friend who has been in a band for, you know, like 15 years, and he said... That girl right there has never lived the rock and roll lifestyle, I guarantee you.
No, she's never been in a band. She's
no,
been
I know.
A backup singer her whole freaking life.
Well, and while she's got the chops, I could totally see that, like, kind of a little princessy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. But
no
other than
fun
that,
on the road.
Yeah, right?
No fun.
My hair, my makeup. The other thing I love is how just completely comfortable you are, and just you just hang out in your sweats and your ponytail. And
yep.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you,
Can
baby.
I just say that? Last week, I won Best Radio Personality in Seattle.
No way, dude.
I did. Isn't that
congratulations,
crazy?
Congratulations, man. I'd turn you over my knee and spank you my 9,000 times.
I would love that.
Oh, congratulations, Lisa Wood. Woo!
I know. And I about fell out of
That's
my chair.
Awesome.
But I figured you would appreciate
that. That is freaking cool.
It takes a long time for the good ones to get through, but sometimes we do, you know?
You know, you got to go through a lot of dirt to get a pretty flower.
There you go. It all comes back around.
Back around.
Dude, keep busting balls. Keep doing what you're doing. Know that we are all, like, cheering and hugging you and loving you and missing you and just, you know, keep it.
Thank you so much.
We love you.
I love you, too. Seriously, you know, I do a lot of interviews, but... hometown gets priority.
Well, we love you. Is there anything you want to say to, like, Davey or anybody else? Because they're all, I'm going to hopefully have all of them listening.
Oh, I love all you guys. I miss you guys. And God bless the balls and rock and roll.
Awesome. Have a good night, sweetie. And
right on, honey. You too.
I will talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye.